Well, this week, a solid jobs report renewed investors' appetite for stocks. Welcome back to GoldSeek.com Radio, everyone. Your host, Chris Waltzek, with you. Well, volatility finally returned to the equities market this week. Just when it appeared that the 2013 stock rally was over, the Labor Department announced on Friday that the national jobless rate plunged to the lowest level in years. Unemployment is holding at 7%, only 0.5% away from the Fed's target level. Pastor Lindsey Williams isn't impressed, though. According to his insider source, it's time to pull money out of paper assets before the whole Ponzi scheme implodes. Then James Turk joins the broadcast with a brief overview of why he's so bullish on gold and silver. Robert Ian wraps up the show with his latest editorial. GoldSeek.com Radio begins now with the Market Weatherman Report. Clouds appeared over the precious metals exchanges this week despite dollar weakness and continued news of soaring demand for gold in China. Investors grew nervous that the Fed could curtail QE-related purchases on news of upbeat economic reports. At Friday's closing bell on the New York COMEX exchange, gold lost about $22, finishing the week at $12.30 an ounce. Silver dropped about 40 cents, ending at $19.54. On the domestic front, on Friday, the Labor Department announced that the U.S. economy added about 200,000 jobs in November, sending the rate sharply lower, down from 7.3% to 7%. The surprisingly robust report increased expectations that the Federal Reserve may soon scale back QE stimulus efforts. At the October 30th meeting, officials noted that a reduction in the $85 billion monthly bond purchases was possible due to improving conditions in the manufacturing, technology, and housing sectors. The next FOMC meeting is slated for December 17th. Thanks in no small part to Fed stimulus efforts, $85 billion a month in treasuries and mortgage-backed securities over the past year, the U.S. dollar plunged to a new multi-month low this week. The massive purchases amount to about $1 trillion per year. That's $4 trillion on the Fed's balance sheet, sustaining the impressive domestic stock market rally. Nevertheless, the unresolved debt ceiling issues loom on the horizon, which could require further government efforts, renewing interest in the precious metals safe haven. Meanwhile, on the global front, bullion premiums in China and India remain robust. Chinese imports through Hong Kong alone are set to top 1,000 tons this year. The total Chinese gold demand could be as high as 2,000 tons. Total annual gold supply is expected to be around 2,700-ton mark. Therefore, China alone is expected to consume as much as 3/4 of the global gold mining supply for the year. Consumer demand for gold climbed sharply in mainland China by 30% on an annual basis as the rousing Tiger Nation prepares to earn the title of world's largest gold consumer and producer, according to the World Gold Council. Reports from India indicate record gold smuggling into the bullion-starved nation as consumers attempt to circumvent the national gold curb. When India ends its import barriers, expect the gold price to receive a substantial boost. Bottom line on precious metals. Well, although gold is set to record its first losing year in 13, since the credit crisis began, the yellow metal has nearly doubled in price, still holding on to abnormally high gains and shielding investor purchasing power. Now that the price has recoiled from the near 2,000 highs, from a long-term perspective, it appears to be presenting a solid buying opportunity. Expect high volatility, though, but long-term investors will likely be rewarded for their intestinal fortitude. Moving on to the Wall Street Report, after 8 winning weeks in a row, clouds finally appeared over the New York Stock Exchange. Yet despite forceful selling early in the week, the Dow Jones Industrials managed to regain the 16,000 level by Friday's close, while the NASDAQ actually closed in the black. As the session bell rang out on the New York Stock Exchange, the Dow Jones Industrial shed only 66 points, finishing at 16,020. The S&P 500 dropped nary a point, ending at 1,805, while the NASDAQ actually managed to close in the black, adding just over 2 points for the week at 4,062. The top story holding equities above support levels this week was news from the Labor Department of the fourth straight month of solid U.S. job gains. Employers added 203,000 jobs last month, on top of 200,000 the month prior, according to the Labor Department. Stocks leaped following the news. The Dow Jones Industrials Average gained as much as 200 points early in Friday's session. All 10 sectors in the S&P 500 also picked up momentum. The jobs report showed that manufacturers added 27,000 jobs. Bottom line on Wall Street. Well, according to our 7-component fear index, greed is high, but it's still not at those dangerous levels. So be sure to log into your Alpha Stocks newsletter account for next week's stock picks and all the forecasts. Coming up after the break, more GoldSeek.com radio with James Turk and Pastor Lindsey Williams. Well, James Turk, founder of GoldMoney.com and author of The Coming Collapse of the U.S. Dollar and How to Profit from It, joins us again.
Thank you, Chris.
I wanted to ask you about this Argentine situation, kind of interesting currency situation that's also turning into a borderline hyperinflation. We're looking at as much as 50% inflation. Some folks are claiming that that's starting to accelerate. Talk about just how quickly this has unfolded and how we might see something similar at some point.
Yeah, it's interesting because about every 10 years or so, Argentina goes through one of these hyperinflations. And I was there back in the early 1990s for the hyperinflation that occurred back then. I remember, it was 1991. And when I arrived, the currency at the time was called the Austral, and it was linked to the U.S. dollar at 14 Austral to 1 U.S. dollar. But in January, they wanted to pump up the economy because the economy wasn't doing well, so they started essentially quantitative easing. And when I arrived there in May, the Austral had already dropped to 64 to 1. When I left a week later, it was 96 Australs to 1 U.S. dollar, and in December it was 10,000 Australs to 1 U.S. dollar, and the currency collapsed. Then the same thing happened again, 2001, as I remember it, and now it seems to be, you know, again, another hyperinflation. Actually, what I think is going to be happening to the U.S. dollar, Chris, because, you know, hyperinflations are caused by government spending too much money and then the central bank turning that government debt into currency, which is exactly what quantitative easing is. And my guess is that everything seems to be coming together for, you know, quite a momentous year for the next year. Bad news for the dollar and, you know, good news for the precious metals. And what I'm watching at the moment, there have been a number of different things that have been falling into place. First of all, you've probably seen these unbelievable prices that works of art and collectibles are achieving. That's a sign that, you know, early indication that, you know, a flight from the currency is underway. They know the dollars have a printing press and they're being debased as long as people, you know. The thing that I'm watching carefully now is interest rates. The 10-year yield is back up around 2.87%. You know, once it goes over 3%, which was the high yield made a couple months ago, I think we're off to the races, and that looks like it's going to happen pretty time soon. So the outlook for the dollar is bleak, and, you know, despite the fact that, you know, gold has been languishing the past few months, the outlook for gold still remains quite good. The low was made back in June, and it's been over five months now since that low was made. And you know, I don't know whether it's going to turn this week, this month, or next month, but it's going to turn higher pretty soon, is my expectation.
Back to your point on runaway inflation here in the U.S., I mean, just a few years ago, it seemed more like a hypothesis and maybe even speculation. And then fast forward to today, you know, 5 years after the end of the Great Recession, roughly, and Detroit enters bankruptcy, similar to the Cypriot bailout, as well as in Central Europe and some of these bail-ins that we've read about. I think such an idea would have been preposterous maybe just a few years ago. And now people are beginning to expect it. If we view Detroit as the canary in the coal mine, it seems to be becoming systemic. Any thoughts?
Yeah, and look at Chicago and Illinois. Both of those governments have serious underfunding of their pension commitments. Now, there's been a big report that Illinois has solved their pension underfunding, but if you read detailed analyses of what they've done, they've just tried to buy more time, you know, kicking the can down the road. They haven't really solved anything. And the same thing with the city of Chicago. Its pension fund is only something like 35% funded, and it continues to the amount percent funding continues to drop basically, you know, year by year. So, you know, it's bordering on the brink as well. It could very well be the next Detroit. There's a bigger picture here, though, that's what's happening. You know, what's going on in Washington is not helping middle-class America. All it's doing is helping the big banks and the Wall Street. And I think, you know, the implications of that are quite profound, you know, for the country going forward.
And this also has, I think, profound implications for the precious metals market. As you mentioned, we bottomed several months ago, and it has been a very broad consolidation. But we're starting to see some signs of accumulation and strong demand around the world. Indian gold premiums hit another record recently. Local prices as high as $160 per ounce over London, a substantial premium, if you will. And then you look at the Shanghai, where premiums have run anywhere from $22 to $100 over the COMEX prices recently. And we hear now that China is on track to become the world's largest gold importer due in part to their voracious appetite, but as well as Indian curbs on imports. This seems to indicate very robust global demand.
Yeah, it definitely is. And, you know, it's continuing this pattern of gold is flowing from west to east. And it's likely to continue for the foreseeable future because the people in Asia, they understand that gold is good value. And that's something that people in the West haven't really quite grasped yet.
We also heard, I believe it was last week, that the CME Group reduced margin requirements on precious metals. And we see margin requirements drop. Of course, speculation increases.
For most people, they should really just focus on what's happening on the physical side of the market, because that's really the important part. You know, gold has all of these derivatives piled on top of it. You have futures, you have options, you've got ETFs and all of these other things. But they aren't really gold. So if you're going to buy gold, you have to ask yourself, you know, why are you buying it? Are you buying it because it's a safe haven, or are you buying it to speculate on the price, or fluctuations in the price? And, you know, most people should be buying gold and silver for that matter because it's a tangible asset, it's money outside the banking system, and they're both undervalued. You want to have something that's under your control, something that you own that doesn't have counterparty risk. In other words, it's not based on someone's promise or any kind of government central bank or government regulation. And so you want to own physical metal. There are a lot of things that happen in the paper market, but to a large extent, they just sort of distract and are noise from what should be the important mission of every individual, which is just to continue accumulating physical metal, particularly at these levels, because it's very good value. It is undervalued. The price seems high. But the price seems high only because the dollar is losing purchasing power. When you look at gold on a basis of mathematical formulas, which I use to look at value, gold is very undervalued at these levels. But aside from the price aspect of it, you want gold and silver, physical gold and physical silver, because they are money outside the banking system. And that will protect you from some of the things that you're mentioning, Chris, about, you know, the bail-ins and the risks of confiscation.
Exactly. And, you know, as we wrap up here, I'd just add that before people think that the market has become frothy or speculative or bubble-like, according to most sources, more than two-thirds of people in America are living paycheck to paycheck. And I would question just how many of those 200 million folks have actually had any funds set aside to procure precious metals of any size. I don't think there's any room for a speculative bubble in precious metals. It probably hasn't even really yet begun. But we've run out of time here. And I want to thank James Turk today, the founder of GoldMoney.com, especially now probably as it's approaching your dinner time. We thank you for making time for us today. Any contact information or anything you'd like to add about GoldMoney.com?
You can find us at GoldMoney.com. We are a dealer in precious metals. We will buy and sell precious metals and store precious metals for you in five different countries around the world to give you geographic and political diversification, which is an important thing to achieve. Diversification is an important thing to achieve when you're looking to protect the bedrock asset in your portfolio, and that's the role that precious metals play.
Very good. Well, we want to wish you a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Chris.
It's always always a pleasure to have Pastor Lindsey Williams on the show. He has, as I understand it, a very interesting update from some of his contacts. Hello, sir.
Chris, it is a privilege to be on Gold Seek Radio today. This is probably the most unusual radio show that I've ever done in my life. It may very well be classified by you as the most unusual radio show you have ever had on Gold Seek Radio. And whenever I explain why, your listening audience will understand. Let me say that some of the things I'm going to give today are very startling. I have not done any radio shows for weeks. I accepted this show because I know that Chris will get the message out, and it must be heard by every American immediately within the next few weeks or else. A number of weeks ago, I have contact with my elite friends on a regular basis, but a number of weeks ago, I was told something for the sake of my own family. And at the time, I was sworn to secrecy, and I could not say one word. If anyone goes to lindseywilliams.net, you will find out that I posted there back about 2 weeks ago the fact that I would tell something if and when I could. This is the first radio show I've ever given this on, and it may very well be because of the threat to last. We'll see. And the thing I was told, he said, you go ahead and maybe we'll let you say something later. Well, 2 days ago I was on the phone again, and he said you can say certain things. And those are the things I'm going to give you today. Let me go back, because I know we always have new friends out there in Gold Seek Radio. So just in case you've not heard Gold Seek Radio before, when I've had the privilege of being with Chris, many years ago, by the providence of God, I had the privilege of being invited to be the chaplain to the elite of the world. This was actually 38 years ago. I lived with the people that you only hear about and never get to meet, never rub shoulders with. I lived with them for 3 years. For 38 years, I've kept in touch with some of these people. And from time to time, they tell me things are going to happen. And then sometimes they tell me things for the sake of the protection of my own family, the precautions that I should take. And sometimes they say, don't you dare give this out under any circumstances. And I've had to refrain from doing it for the sake of my own welfare and my family's welfare. Well, those people today are in their 70s and 80s. I still am in touch with some of them. They're the older elite. The younger elite have more or less taken over now. But once a person is a part of this elite clientele, you never get away from it because they know too much. And as a result, they know everything that goes on behind closed doors. Back in August, I'll begin that far back because I need to bring this up to where we are to give what I was given just a matter of days ago that I posted some off on my website, lindseywilliams.net. Back in August, I was actually told when the financial collapse will take place. Now, I know this sounds almost unbelievable. They know it. They know when it's going to happen. And in a conversation, I was actually told when it's going to take place. I'm going to give it to you in just a moment. I will not pull any punches today because of the lateness of the hour and the time and the fact that this may be the show that I give all this on, and therefore I'll give everything. I want to give you what the financial collapse is not, because you have to understand the mindset of the elite in order to be able to comprehend what they're doing. First of all, a financial collapse in the mind of the elite, the definition is not when the stock market, Wall Street, drops 1,000 points to 2,000 points. That is not considered a collapse by the elite. Some of you might think it will be, but it's not. Again, a collapse in the mind of the elite is not when the dollar, the currency of America, is devalued. It is going to be, by the way. But that is not the financial collapse that the elite are talking about. A financial collapse in the mind of the elite is not when gold prices drop 500 to 1,000 points. No, you heard me correctly. I don't know how much it's going to drop. I don't think it's going to drop anymore. I think it's already hit bottom according to what they're telling me. Now, I want to give you the definition that was given to me as to when the financial collapse, total financial collapse in the mind of the elite, this is it. The collapse will take place after the affordable health care bill is fully implemented. Now you say, wait a minute, Pastor, you're not telling me anything. Well, you have to let me go back to Mr. Fromm. I'm going to mention a name. He died a year and a half ago. He was the elite of the elite. Back about 5 years ago, I was on the phone with him, and the health care bill, the affordable health care bill, had never even been presented before Congress when he told me this. And he said, Chaplain Williams, this and this and this. We went on with the conversation. Finally, he mentioned the health care bill. And I said, now, we are going to have a health care bill in America. He said, yes, there is going to be a health care bill presented before Congress. And he said, Chaplain, it is not a health care bill. Now, folks, please keep in mind, this is nearly 5 years ago. He knew everything that was in that bill. He knew what you were going to suffer. He knew what was going to happen to the health of America. But he also knew that that was not a health care bill. And at the time, I had trouble believing what he was saying, but he had never told me anything wrong, so I accepted what he said. He said, this is, I understand it, and today you understand it. And so I went on to ask him some of what it really is. And basically, it came down to this. They, first of all, had the Patriot Act, and that brought on major controls of the people of America. There was one more thing they had to have before they could bring a total, complete takeover of the New World Order. There was one more thing that had to happen. The Affordable Health Care Bill had to be put in place and passed. So as a result, Mrs. Pelosi stood up before Congress and said, let's pass it, and then we'll find out what's in it. Well, they passed it. And you are finding out what's in it, and you're finding out that it is not a health care bill whatsoever. It includes everything else but, and I was told it 5 years ago. I said it on many shows across America. I may have said it on your show before, Chris, that this man had told me this back nearly 5 years ago. But now we realize, and I realize now why the definition that he gave to me. Now, keep in mind, when the Affordable Health Care Bill will have its full implementation, it will not be in January because big business has been deleted. They've been opted out until 2015. January the 1st of 2015, big business, as well as the private individual, are required to abide by all of the rules of the Affordable Health Care Bill. Therefore, I think I can say with confidence that we will not see what the elite call a total financial collapse. We will not see it for probably a year to a year and a half. Now, please bear with me on this because this does not mean that you can let your guard down. There are certain things that you positively must do before January the 1st of 2014, not 2015. When the complete affordable health care bill implementation takes place. But there are certain things that are going to happen between now and the beginning of 2014, and we're coming so close to it, only within about a month. And that's the reason I consented to go on Gold Seek Radio today with Chris, is because I have to admit to you, Chris, I sat here after I received your invitation, and I said, I can't do this. I was scared to do it, and I know what's happened in the past, and two other times I've been threatened by these people, and the more I thought about it, Chris, and you may have noticed I took a little while to answer your email, the more I thought about it, I said, I've got a moral obligation. I don't have any choice. I have to do this, and I hope today that this message gets out to everybody, far and wide, worldwide, all across the United States of America, because if it does, it will positively save the dinner table of many, many people, and it will spare your finances and will spare your family major heartache. Now, keeping in mind that they have a time set. Now, what is it really then? What is a total collapse? The total collapse, I want to give you a definition as the elite clarified. A total collapse is when the banks close and you lose the money that's in them. Now, please, jot that down. Not a 1,000 points drop in the stock market, not a currency devaluation, not a drop in gold prices. All those things are going to take place in between now and the time of the total financial collapse. But the total financial collapse in the definition of the elite is when the banks close and you lose everything that's in them. Now, you've got probably a year, maybe a year and a half. I want to tell you some things that are going to happen between now and then. Are you ready? I hope you have pencils and paper and you're jotting these down, because you will get them from no other source. No newsletter in the country is going to tell you about this, because some of them can't, and I really shouldn't, but I'm going to anyway, because I feel a moral obligation. You cannot be a minister of the gospel for over 50 years without caring about people. And my heart goes out to the average American who does not realize what's just about to face them and what they're going to see around the corner. First of all, I want to give you some of the things that are going to happen, or some that have already happened. You remember on September the 18th that Mr. Bernanke said, we're not going to do any tapering on quantitative easing 1, 2, and 3. I knew he wasn't going to do it ahead of time. He won't do it, by the way. They can't. Again, that was a divine intervention. You remember back in 2012, I did a DVD entitled 2012, The Beginning of the End, and I said that the elite have studied the possibility of a divine intervention in 2012. Well, it didn't happen, but it did on September the 13th of 2013, because our government was right ready to invade Syria. And some of us sat back horrified almost, because we knew that if our president lobbed those missiles at Damascus, that it would fulfill Isaiah, the Bible, Isaiah chapter 17 and chapter 40. It would also fulfill Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. And if those chapters and those portions of Scripture were fulfilled, the world would be in the midst of the tribulation, and none of us wanted that. And we knew that it very well could begin, because Damascus is the oldest continuous existing capital city on the face of the earth today, and the prophecies about Damascus in Syria, the capital city, are in Isaiah chapter 17 and chapter 40. They haven't been fulfilled yet. And we were scared. And all of a sudden, we had a divine intervention. It wasn't God's timing yet. God is giving us a little more time to repent. People, please catch that word. You've got to. You must repent of the sins that we've committed in America. We have contaminated the entire world. But God wasn't ready yet. He wanted to give us a little more time. And Mr. Putin, of all people, a Russian, a communist, stepped in and literally made our president look like an idiot. And because of it, you didn't hear another word on the national media. Everybody backed off. America backed off. Russia backed off. And it didn't happen. And you better be glad that it happened the way it did. Because if it had not, we would have been in trouble. Then in October came the dog and pony show of Congress. And it was nothing in the world but a dog and pony show because of what they knew were going to happen, which I'll be telling you about in just a moment or two. Then, did you notice that there was no October surprise? We went all the way through October. Everybody said there's going to be an October surprise, and I said, no, there's not. I'll tell you something else that we didn't see in October. We didn't see any riots. And we probably aren't going to see any anytime soon. You need to understand the plan and how the elite are doing this. I want to tell you what you are going to see now from this point on, and then I'll give you the one that will surprise you most. There is going to be a confiscation and nationalization of pension funds. It has happened already in Cyprus, in Iceland, in Argentina, recently in Poland, and you're going to see it here. Our government is desperate for money. I mean, you cannot imagine. They put on that dog and pony show in October because they knew they didn't have any answers to the national debt and the condition America's in. And they literally got up there and put on a show for weeks and weeks and weeks, and all the time they knew there was nothing they could do about it. they have got to find money, and they've already made up their minds to confiscate and nationalize pension funds. Again, between now and the time of the total financial collapse, I have been told there's going to be a currency devaluation. And I will almost tell you the date in just a few moments.
You may have heard this week that Detroit is now just announced that they will be confiscating up to 80% of their pensioners' funds, or maybe I shouldn't say confiscating, but they will not make good. This normally might not be viewed as any major thing, just an unfortunate situation for a town that's already suffered much since going bankrupt. But Professor Lawrence Kotlikoff from Boston University says the United States' fiscal shape is worse than Detroit, that we are at least two times worse off than Detroit. And this is the man who claims that we are $220 trillion at least in debt. This theme of bailouts and pension confiscation has its roots in Cyprus and then found its way up into Central Europe, is now spreading across the pond to the United States in Detroit. And I think this has profound implications that will reverberate throughout the United States. Professor Kotlikoff has introduced a bill with over 15 Nobel Prize winners and 1,000 economists endorsing it, called the INFORM Act. And it's an attempt to wake up our nation to our dire financial situation. And I just wanted to throw that into the ring here, sir.
Everything you have just said, Chris, is according to what I have been told by my elite friends. They've done all this intentionally. They created this debt crisis. It's been created over a period of many, many years in order to be able to bring in the New World Order the way that they want to do it. They know the time when the currency itself will fail. You've got at least a year to a year and a half when the banks are going to close and the currency will fail. Between now and then, they must confiscate the pension funds. They will take probably 30 to 50%. But I'd like to tell you what's going to happen when they do this. Now, they're doing it in Detroit. This is only the beginning. I want to state very emphatically that the federal pension fund, they're going to do the same thing, 30 to 50%. The state pension funds, the school pension funds, the private 401ks, IRAs, they are going into them. They're going to confiscate a percentage of them because the federal government must have the billions of dollars that are there, and they cannot do without it. They are in dire straits right now. So they will confiscate them, and when they do, I want to tell you what you're going to do as a person. And please bear with me on this one because I don't mean to embarrass you. There will be no riots. There will be no people running in the streets. I want to tell you why. And we'll give you an example. A few weeks ago in Poland, they did the same thing. One morning, the people woke up. The government of Poland announced that all private pension funds, they were going to take 50% from them. There were no riots the next day. There were no riots a week later. Why? Because the following month, the people who had those pension funds received their checks as usual. That's the way they work things. They will take 30 to 50%. Maybe even 80% of the pension funds in America, but they'll give you your check next month. The thing is, 6 months to a year from now, when the pension funds do not have that money that the government stole, I'm not going to beat around the bush. I mean, it literally is stolen. Whenever they steal it, that pension fund doesn't have that money to invest in order to keep that pension fund going over a long period of time. And after 6 months to a year, maximum year and a half, those checks will not go out. By that time, they will have already done certain things in America that will have gotten you to the place where they want you. And it's so horrible what they're doing. I mean, it is dastardly what these people are creating, like a frog boiling in the pot. Then there's going to be a currency devaluation after the pension fund, more than likely. This has happened in many other countries and expect it any day. It does not mean the banks are going to close. It does not mean that you'll have to take your old currency in. It just means it's going to be worth less. And you won't feel it for maybe 30 to 60 days. Therefore, you won't riot again. You see, they don't want riots. I've said this on so many shows across the country. They want to bring in the New World Order their way. They do not want the American people tearing up everything first. They want to get you where they want you first, again. And this one, to me, is more drastic than them all. The American dollar will lose its status as the world premier reserve currency. Did you catch this? They know it's going to happen. They know almost when it's going to happen. Well, this brings me then, Chris, to something that I could not have told a week ago. I could not have said it because I was sworn to secrecy. I mentioned on my website, lindseywilliams.net, and I beg you, please, even if I don't do any radio shows in the future, I will post on lindseywilliams.net everything that I can post. I do not post something there every day. By the way, it's not my website. Many of you know that back 4 years ago I was threatened by the elite because I was saying too much on my website. I had to close it down. And a man in Great Britain, of all places, said, I've got to have something about Lindsay Williams on the web. And he, on his own, I didn't have anything to do with it. He set up lindseywilliams.net. Later on, I found out who he was, began to give him certain information that I could and was able to give him. And when I am able to post bulletins, which may be once a week, maybe once a month, maybe every day, but as I'm able to, I will tell you exactly what their intentions are next. So please go from time to time to Lindsey, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y, Williams.net, not .com, but .net. Now, here goes. You've had plenty of warning to write this information down. I almost shudder as I give this, and Chris, you feel free to break in. Maybe you've heard something about this, and maybe you haven't, because you're very knowledgeable of what's going on. There is going to be a global currency reset. Are you catching this? This is not a collapse of the American dollar. This will bring about the American dollar losing its status as the world premier reserve currency. This will cause Washington to be able to say to the American people, we must confiscate your pension funds because we have no more choice. The Chinese aren't showing up to buy our Federal Reserve offers of bonds and T-bills. The Japanese aren't showing up anymore. The oil-rich countries, Saudi Arabia and others, they aren't showing up anymore. They don't trust the American dollar. They've had it. They've done with it. You know what China said a week ago? And they aren't buying them anymore. And it will be an excuse when this global currency reset takes place. It will be an excuse for all the president and Congress to come out and say, folks, we have no choice. Either collapse the entire country immediately, or you're going to have to let us go into your pension funds and take them. And this will be the excuse that they use. I've already been told this. Then shortly after that, or within the same time frame, you may have a currency devaluation. But it won't mean banks closing. They don't want that yet. It's not time. That's a year to a year and a half from now. But there are certain things that you've got to do between now and January 1. Have you noticed how much gold China is buying? And then I'm going to come back to global currency reset. Did you know that China is the largest purchaser of gold on the face of the earth? I want to give you some here. August 2013, China bought 131 metric tons of gold. September 2013, they imported 116 metric tons of gold. Last month, in fact, for the past 2 months, for the last month, China has imported 100 metric tons of gold. The year 2011 and 2012, China's been doing this because they saw what was on the horizon. They know what's going to take place. They're involved in all this. For the years 2011 and 2013, those 2 years alone, China imported 2,232 metric tons of gold in 24 months. This is equal to the world's entire mine gold supply for 1 year. You realize that China is buying all this up? Not the rest of the world. Why? They know what's about to take place, and they know that the only thing that anything can be backed by is gold and silver. And we're making no preparations in America. All we're doing is creating debt. China is creating gold. Now, the figures that I just gave you do not include the amount of gold that is being mined within the country of China itself, which may be equal to the amount that they're importing. We don't know because they don't have to tell us how much they mine within the country. So China is definitely preparing for global currency reset. Now, I'm going to give you some statistics and facts. You just have to sit back and watch it happen. I'm begging for you to take precautions before it does. Within the next 3 months, you heard me correctly, within the next 90 days or less, it could take place tomorrow morning. It could take place a week from now. But within the next 3 months' time, the World Bank, the IMF, in conjunction with the elite, and by the way, may I say that many congressmen in Washington know this, I have this on authority from my friend, and our president knows this. He knows it good and well. They know that there's going to be a global currency reset, not collapse, not devaluation, a reset. Please catch the words carefully. And now I'll try to give you some details on this, if I may. And you'll notice that I'm picking my words very carefully because there are certain things I can say and certain things I can't say. Certain things, if I said, I'd get in trouble. So I'm trying to help all of America to know this now. This event is planned within 3 months' time, barring divine intervention. It will happen. There are 204 countries that have agreed to allow their currencies to be revalued. Please catch my wording here very carefully. 204 countries, and they've agreed with the IMF to revalue their currency. They have promised the IMF that they will keep their currency within 5% differential of each other. That means there'll be no more currency wars once this is done. They want to do away with them because they want total control for the New World Order. And in order to bring in what they want, they've got to do it this way. There will be no announcement ahead of time. You will not know this until you wake up one morning, and it's probably on every newscast out there, that there has been a global currency reset. It probably won't upset you too much at the first because the banks won't be closed. Now, I'm giving you the order of events as has been told to me. The banks will not be closed. They will not ask you to bring the money in that you have between the mattress. They are not going to diminish your bank account. So more than likely, the average American will hear our president say, the world, under the auspices of the IMF, and we agree with them, is probably going to experience, a global currency reset. And you'll say, well, so what? I just checked my bank account. Everything's fine. Everything will be fine for a few weeks until people really find out what it is. I'll give you some examples here. Currencies are going to be reset according to the IMF. Now, many of you know who is the new financial head of the IMF as of just a matter of weeks ago, Ms. Christine Lagarde from France. And she is determined this is going to happen within 90 days' time. The currencies will be reset according to the assets of the country. This is where the catch comes in. And please bear with me in trying to explain this because it is a little technical. What are assets of Great Britain? What are the assets of Russia? What are the assets of China? What are the assets of the United States of America? And if they reset the value of the currency, and all of the other currencies of these 204 will have a differential of no more than 5%, that means that the United States dollar can have no more than a 5% differential between China's and Japan's and the European Union's. Are you beginning to get the catch here? And when this reset takes place, the reset of the currency will be based upon the assets of the country. Let me try to explain the assets of America. America has more debt than all the rest of the world combined. Take everything in the world and combine it, and America has more debt. How much assets do we have? in light of the fact that the only thing America has is debt, and your American dollar is going to be reset down 30% of what its value is today. I did not say that they were going to go in and take 30% out of your checking account. I did not say that they're going to ask you to take 30% less tomorrow morning for what you're paying at the gas pump. They won't do it this way. They'll do it gradually over a period of time, and I'll try to explain how. American dollar will be scuttled as a reserve currency of the world. As of the date that you hear it announced that we're going to have a global currency reset, there will be never, ever again be the American dollar as the premier reserve currency of the world. It's gone as of then, because they are resetting currencies with a 5% differential, so there will be no need anymore for an American reserve premier status currency. There will be a reserve currency. I do not know what it is. They have not told me. They have merely said that there's going to be one. It will not be the American dollar. And the new currency that they will use, and I do not know what it is, but whatever it is, the currency that they use, the IMF uses when they reset the currencies, it will be gold-backed. Right now, there's some things happening that I can't tell you about. There are super wealthy people in the world right now that you've never seen such wealth in all your life as what they're making out of this. They know in advance that it's happening, and they're taking advantage of it. For instance, when Cyprus went in and took the money out of the banks that the people had, they're not going to do that in America. That's not going to be the method they use here. They'll use here global currency reset. And in Cyprus, they went in, closed the banks on a certain day, and said, we'll take out X number of dollars. The super wealthy, the president of Cyprus, many people from Russia who had their money hidden in Cyprus, because Cyprus was the major money laundering country in the world for Russians, they went in days ahead of time and pulled out every penny they had because they knew it was going to happen. The same thing is happening again right now. The super wealthy of the world right now are doing everything necessary to see to it that all of their money is in the new reserve currency of the world. I can't say any more. There are certain congressmen that are becoming filthy rich over this. Some of them don't even know it. I'm not going to go any further. I can't. It's treason. I don't know any other way to put it. And whenever you see this play out, I dare to say that you will be so angry. By that time, I won't be doing any more radio shows. I can't, because I know too much. But there is going to be a global currency reset. And let me try to explain why America's currency will no longer be used as the reserve currency of the world. I'm going to give you some exact figures. I'm going to take the year 2000. And I'm going to use the year 2013, and I'm going to compare. I hope you have notes, pencils going, and if you don't, go back and re-listen to this program, and please write these things down so you'll understand it when it happens. In the year 2000, the national debt of the United States of America was $5.6 trillion. In 2013, it's $17-plus trillion, and I believe exactly what Chris said a moment ago, that the professor said, it's so much bigger than this, there's no comparison, but this is what they admit to. That is a 209% increase in 13 years. In the year 2000, the federal yearly budget deficit was $236 billion. In 2013, the yearly budget deficit is $680 billion. That is up 188% in 13 years. Does America have any assets? No, we have nothing but debt. Are you catching this? We have nothing but debt. We do not have assets. This is the reason that the World Bank, China, Japan, the Middle East, they are getting out of the dollar this week. And last week, they're getting out of trillions of American dollars. They're cashing them in right now. They're getting them out. and they're going to be floating around 3 weeks from now, and nobody wants them. You mark my words. I want to go back again. 2000, the Federal Reserve balance sheet was $700 billion. 2013, the Federal Reserve balance sheet was $4 trillion. Let me try to explain briefly the balance sheet. It's made up of money that you buy debt with. That's all it is debt. It's a balance sheet. It's nothing but debt. Mortgage debt, automobile debt, boat debt, any kind of debt there is out there. U.S. Treasury debt that the Federal Reserve has been quantitative easing 1, 2, 3 with. Money out of thin air. Let's go to another one. And you tell me whether we have any assets left in America or not that's not debt. The year 2000, gold was $280 on the average for that year. 2013, average about $1,250. That's up 28.85% in 13 years. Silver in the year 2000 was $4.95. 2013, approximately $25 for the year so far. That's 26.25%. The Dow Jones, let's compare it to gold and silver. And then you see whether you should have taken my advice back years ago when Mr. Fromm told me that their currency was gold and silver. The Dow in 2000 was 11,300 for average that year. 2013, the Dow Jones is 15,300. The Dow is only up 36% in 13 years, an average of 2.77% per year, whereby gold is up, well, you heard it a moment ago, 28.85% per year. Now, looking at those statistics, what is the value of the United States of America? We don't have any. What assets do we have? China has Caterpillar. China has Boeing. China has your clothes manufacturing and your shoes. China has nearly everything on the Walmart and Target shelf. China has everything. And not only do they have General Motors and most of the other manufacturing in America, they also have all the patents, because the only way that they would ever allow an American company to go into China is to also give the patents and the secrets to those patents to China and whatever China businessman they were doing business with. So China today literally has all of our assets. What do we have? We have some land. Sure we do. And we have some debt, and we're well blessed with that. And we have Washington, who knows how to put on a dog and pony show. And now we're coming up to the place that the whole world says, we do not want any longer your currency. We don't trust it. It's ready to fall. The Federal Reserve is having to hold it up to the tune of $85 billion every month in quantitative easing 3, and cannot taper. And we know what's going to happen, because eventually all of this must come to an end. Therefore, they're not coming to buy the interest on our debt anymore. And when it's not paid, the dollar will collapse. And you've got approximately a year and a half before that dollar completely, totally collapses. In the meantime, within the next 90 days, if this Christine Lagarde and the IMF have their way, they have planned a global currency reset, and it will affect you in the following way. Please try to understand how this is coming to you. Now that the reset has taken place, and you'll hear it announced in just a matter of days, and when it takes place, everything from that point on when the dollar is reset in relation to all the other currencies, if Walmart wants to buy anything from China next month, they're going to pay approximately 30% more for it. That means you won't feel it at Walmart and Target and the hardware store and the grocery store for a month, maybe 2 months. You'll feel it at the gas pump much faster. Probably within 30 days, you're going to see gasoline go up to astronomical prices. You're going to see those products now, because of the global currency reset and the fact that they've cashed in their dollars and no longer is the dollar the reserve currency, and no longer are they showing up to buy our debt, and no longer can anybody hide this anymore. And now it's becoming apparent within 30 days, and you're wondering, how in the world am I going to be able to make my house payment? And you won't be able to. because how can you do it when you have to pay 30% more for your hardware store and your groceries and everything that you get at the other stores? How can you possibly make the payments? Well, that's exactly what they want. The New World Order wants you to default on that because, after all, they have bought that mortgage, the Federal Reserve has, through quantitative easing. You know, they've bought the house mortgages. That's what they've been buying with this. So they own your house mortgage. And now when you can't make the payment, what do? That's what they want. They want to say, well, we'll be glad to let you live in the house. Just pay us rent. And Federal Reserve owns it. The elite owns it. The New World Order owns it. And you can go back now and just keep on living here a long time. And you'll give in. You'll do exactly what they've said because of what they have done to you. But at that point, for all practical purposes, it's too late. Now, I'd like to point out to you how they are able to get by with this. One of the methods, and this one, okay, let me clarify this. I know we're getting out of time here, but let me clarify this if I can. About a week to a week and a half ago, I received an email from my elite friend. I had never received an email like this before. He talked about something that I had never heard talked about before. And I was dumbfounded. I was startled. And I had to do some research on my own. And I found out everything he said was true. I want to tell you how the elite have already prepared you to get ready for what they're going to do to you. And they've been preparing you for about the last 2 to 3 years, and you didn't even know it. They put it on your house. That's right. You are hearing me correctly. I'm sitting here almost startled, even as I give this. I haven't given this before. On your house, they put what is called an electric smart meter. And you didn't think a thing about it because they told you that the meter reader wouldn't have to come around anymore and read the meter on your house and that this was going to be great. Do you realize that the federal government subsidized the electric utilities of America to the tune of billions of dollars to put in all of the equipment necessary to put a smart electric meter to read your meter, your electric usage over the past 30 days. They put it on your house. They began this project about 2 to 3 years ago, and it's on almost every house in America now. And those electric meters were not put there for the purpose. You catching it? I hope. You've got to get this and research it for yourself. Those meters were not put there for the purpose of reading your electric usage. Those meters were put there for the purpose of dumbing you down. Now, bear with me, and then I'm going to tell you where to go to find it for yourself. The electric smart meter, they communicate with each other every night between 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. Have you had any trouble sleeping since that thing was put on your house between 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning? Yes. Do you hear sounds in your ears between 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning? Yes. Do you hear pulsing? Yes. Why? They talk to each other every night between 3 and 4. They also talk to the cell towers when they're not being used too much at that same time during the night. And they're using a 905 megahertz frequency. This is so important because they set this up intentionally. That 905 megahertz frequency is the exact frequency necessary to resonate within the brain cavity, and they literally, since that meter has been going on your house, have been put on your house, they have dumbed you down so much that you can't think straight, you don't reason as you used to be able to. That meter has accomplished a purpose for the New World Order and for the elite of getting you to the place whenever they announce the new global currency reset, you will not riot. Now, I know nearly every talk show host out there take exception with me. I've been on a lot of shows recently, and all they can talk about is riot, 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 riot. They didn't riot in October, did they? Everybody said they were going to. Haven't rioted in November. No. Why? You've been prepared. You've been prepared over the last 2 to 3 years for what they're doing to you. And I was just told this a matter of days ago, and when I saw it, I was amazed. Please write this down. You have those pencils handy, now please write this down. And then I want you to go on the web after this program, and I want you to prove this for yourself. Don't take my word for it. I want you to go on the web and type in Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, Trower, T-R-O-W-E-R. He's not American. He lives in Switzerland. He is one of the most prominent scientists in the world today. This man worked on atomic energy projects. He has worked on not only Switzerland, but American secretive projects over the years. He is up in age. After he retired, he became so disturbed over what he himself had helped produce and what the world had produced until he has done everything in his power. He's gone on the internet. He will travel at his own expense anywhere in the world in order to lecture to an audience about what microwave radiation and the new smart meters and what they're putting in over the cell towers are doing to your brain in order to prepare you for what the new world order is about to do to you and what they're doing to you in order to be able to put in their global currency reset without you rioting so they can bring in the new world order their way. And every bit of this has been working on you for 2 to 3 years. When I realized this, I immediately had my smart meter removed from my house. The electric companies have had so many lawsuits on this until most cities, they'll immediately take it off without arguing with you at all. My wife and I both felt amazing response after that meter came off. I had to prove it in order to believe what my elite friend had said to me. Then when I heard about the global currency reset just a matter of days ago, and I could not say it until they said I could, at this point, I realized that every bit of this is true, that these people in 38 years have never lied to me one time. Everything they've ever said has happened exactly like they said it. If they're misleading me now, it'll be the first time they ever have. And I am begging you to research this for yourself. Right now, again, let me state that the elite are making billions. A man said to me on the phone, I think it was 5 days ago, he said, Chaplain, this currency, global currency reset, he said, when it's done, he said, because he knew in advance, just like some people knew in Cyprus it was going to happen before it happened, he said, I'm due to make $1 billion off of this. Just because he knew it in advance. I want to read you what someone said here just the other day. Let me try to find it right quick. There's one man that you need to pay attention to. His name is Hugo Salinas Price. He's a Mexican billionaire. And I guess he must have a conscience because he spilled the beans just recently. And you can go on the internet and find his statement. I think it's still there. I want to read you his very short statement. He undoubtedly knows the same people I know and is in communication with them. He may be one of them. And he says, I think we're going to see a series of bankruptcies. Well, this is self-evident. I think the rise in interest rates is a fatal sign which is going to ignite derivative prices. This is going to bring down the derivative system. And he said the derivative system is over $1 quadrillion today. He said the spiking of interest rates in the United States may set this off. He said, what is going to happen in the world? Eventually, we're going to come to a moment when there's going to be massive bankruptcies around the globe. What is going to be left after the dust settles is gold. And Mr. Fromm told me this 5 and 6 years ago. Some people are going to have it, and some people are not. Then the problem is going to be to hold on to what you've got because it's not going to be very pleasant. Now, I have done my homework. I've warned you. You sit back and watch it happen. I've done the following. Please jot this down. Please go to lindseywilliams.net. As of tomorrow morning, it will be posted. It probably is posted as of this afternoon, on prophecyclub.com. PROPHECY Club, CLUB.com. They are probably going to post it this afternoon. It may be there right now. I just talked to them a few moments ago. We made this a few days ago along with my Wall Street insider who flew all the way to the West Coast to be with me to make this. It's called Global Currency Reset. Everything that they're doing, everything you need to know about it, not one person has known about. This is the first radio show I've ever been on, and I may not anymore, but you'll find out about it, and you can get it for yourself. It's 2 hours. It is a DVD. It's entitled Global Currency Reset, and it tells everything, including the smart meters, along with what they're doing, and how the elite are making a fortune off of this right now, and the American people are going to suffer. It's called Global Currency Reset. It will not even be available until this afternoon or tomorrow on either lindseywilliams.net or prophecyclub.com. If you want to call the toll-free number, they don't even know you're going to call them yet, but you call them because they know it's coming out before long. The toll-free number is, and you'll have an American operator, by the way, if you call in the next hour, you'll get them before they close at 5. The number is 888-799-6111. Again, 1-888-799-6111. I highly recommend for those of you who did not get the DVD that was done about 2 months ago entitled Elite Emergency Data. It describes everything about the day that the banks will close, when they will close, how they will do it, as I've been told by my elite, approximately a year to a year and a half from now. All of that is included in Elite Emergency Data, something that will not even come out until tomorrow morning. Global Currency Reset, everything that is going to happen if Christine Lagarde of the IMF has her way within the next 90 days, you will see announced by our president a global currency reset, and people are going to face it. I don't know how to say except that the preparations you're going to make, I have stated that you must make them before January the 1st. You must get out of paper. If it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. Don't depend on your retirement funds. You may get them, and you may not. You may get them for 6 months to a year, and then to be stopped. But everything that Chris said a moment ago when he read you the article, that I have been had confirmed to me by my elite friends that they are going to take place. I think I have just a moment here, and Chris, you stop me whenever time is up. I have in front of me the minutes of the IMF meeting on October the 9th of 2013, which were released last week. They were only released last week. And the International Monetary Fund released a report suggesting what the President and Congress of the United States of America should do once the global reset takes place. It's called Taxing Times. You can go and find it for yourself. Practically nobody has read it because they didn't even know it was out there. It's called Taxing Times. And the global redistribution, as they're calling it, they're recommending to the United States government, our Congress and our president, which already know this, they're recommending an increasing taxes, instituting new capital controls, exit regulations of seizing Americans' investments out of pension funds, IRAs, 401ks, and bringing down the national debt. Please catch this. They want to confiscate those pension funds and bring so you can find this in the report for yourself. Bring down, using pension fund money, they want to bring down the outstanding debt to pre-crisis 2007 levels. And this is what has been suggested by the IMF to our Congress. They already know it. And whenever you see the DVD, Global Currency Reset, my elite friend who flew all the way out here, or my Wall Street insider friend flew all the way out here, he reads from the documents that have already been given to your congressman, and they don't have backbone enough to tell you about it. Well, Chris, I've tried my best to tell everything I can tell. I guess you noticed that this has not been an easy job for me today.
Pastor Williams, I think you've done an excellent job. I mean, I'm sure our listeners agree with regard to Hugo Salinas Price. You might recall that he traveled to Greece, and he suggested a very unique plan. Simply take a portion of your privately held gold, the gold held in government coffers, sell just 10% of your gold, and purchase silver coins and redistribute that 10% of gold in the form of silver, giving every household some silver to hold in reserve. And this will help shore up the economy because people will do their best to hold on to it. But if they fall on hard times, they'll have a true backup plan, if you will. It certainly falls right in line with everything you've said today. Currency crisis leads to loss of purchasing power. These things tend to happen overnight. And as you alluded to early on in the program, we are seeing a universal currency crisis because for the first time in history, the entire world is based on nothing but paper promises, i.e. fiat currency, which is not real money. Pastor Williams, you have done an eloquent job, as always today, and an impromptu performance. Is there any other contact information?
I want everyone to listen to you every time they can get you on the air, every program you have. Keep in touch with lindsaywilliams.net. You'll find out what you need to know. And Chris, I want to say it has been a privilege to be a guest on your show.
Thank you so much, sir. We're going to look forward to hearing your thoughts in future installments.
Thank you, Chris. Lord bless.
Hey Chris, this is Robert Ian with ConquerChange.com. Reports on Black Friday, which is the day after Thanksgiving, reminded me of a book by sleight of hand expert Ricky J. called Learned Pigs and Fireproof Women. The book is a fascinating read about carnival and sideshow attractions throughout history. Watching the reports of 15,000 people lining up in the cold and swarming Macy's and Toys R Us in New York crystallized the essence of what is wrong with the world. The obsession with stuff. And in most cases, the obsession with superfluous stuff. Stuff you don't need. Stuff you never needed. Stuff you buy and never really look at again. It's embarrassing. The National Retail Federation estimates more people shopped this year, but actually spent less. 2.9% less. Panic sales are anticipated throughout December, since many retailers will likely need to make up for lost ground. One area of the world that does not need to make up for lost ground with panic sales is Hong Kong. In October, Chinese imports of gold through Hong Kong were reported at 131 tons, bringing China's net gold imports through Hong Kong to 967 tons so far for 2013. A MineWeb article by Lawrence Williams states that there is an increasing amount of evidence to support that China also imports gold through other routes, most notably Shanghai, and total import figures are probably closer to 2,000 tons of gold. When this is added to China's estimated domestic gold production of approximately 420 tons, annual gold consumption by China exceeds 80% of annual global production. Unlike the superfluous nature of Black Friday, buying gold sounds like smart shopping to me. But this holiday season, there are a growing number of people who cannot afford to do any shopping at all. The Washington Post profiled a gentleman who escorts passengers in wheelchairs at the Philadelphia airport. He gets up at 1:30 a.m., catches a bus into Philadelphia a little after 2, and then another bus to the airport half an hour after that. He makes it to work around 3:25 a.m. for a shift that starts at 4 a.m. for a job that pays $5.25 an hour, which he cannot afford to lose. He says, "I can't afford to save any money to buy the things I need to live as a human being." The article discusses how 85% of lower-paid workers fear that their family's income will not be enough to meet expenses, which is up 25 points from a 1971 survey that asked an identical question. Currently, 32% of lower-paid workers say they worry all the time about meeting expenses, a number that has almost tripled since the 1970s. The final destruction of what remains of the middle class is upon us. The great obsession with stuff is going to rapidly come to an end for more and more people as the statistics and demographics get worse. Madison Avenue's unspoken subliminal message for many decades has been, "I consume, therefore I exist." That dependency is about to be broken as a byproduct of central banking. The disparity between wealth and poverty is about to grow like never before. Are you doing everything you can to prepare? Chris, on February 21st and 22nd, I'll be speaking at the second annual Liberty Mastermind Symposium in Las Vegas, with 15 speakers, 3 panel discussions on one amazing day. Details are on my website, and until next time, this is Robert Ian with ConquerChange.com, reminding you to follow us on Twitter at ConquerChange. Thanks, Chris.